Seattle Mayor Ed Murray wants to open up city land for three new tent cities. The mayor's staff briefed a city council committee on the plan yesterday. It comes in the wake of the recent one-night count that found the number of people living on the streets of Seattle went up about 20% last year. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went to a tent city and files this report.
Tent City 3 sits on the campus of Seattle Pacific University. Jeff Roderick lives there, and he's working security duty today. He gives me a quick tour.
Let's see who's around.
For the most part, the tents here look the same, but the residents show a little bit of individuality by giving their tents funny names.
Yeah, we even have one called Bozo's Nightmare. He's a great guy, real quiet, real mellow guy. He has the funniest name on the tent. I like that.
What's the story about Bozo's Nightmare?
I have no idea. I'm afraid someday if I ask him, he might tell me.
Roderick introduces me to Hannah Webb, who just moved here from Missouri. She was looking for a safe place to land after her life blew up. But she found more than that. She found community and romance.
I met someone. I just started talking to one of the guys around camp, and we started hanging out, and we pretty much spent 3 days barely sleeping, walking around the canal, you know.
There's another kind of romance brewing in Seattle. It's the budding relationship between city government and tent cities like this one. It was just over 6 years ago that Seattle's then-Mayor Greg Nickels was clearing out tent cities. Now Mayor Ed Murray and city council members like Mike O'Brien want to expand them by opening up city land as potential sites for three new tent cities. That'll double the number of officially sanctioned encampments in Seattle. O'Brien admits tent cities aren't a very dignified way to house people.
Ultimately, we want to get people back into stable, permanent housing. But the population of people living without shelter on the street continues to go up. And so we're going to have to find some interim steps. And it's not something that I'm proud of to say that our city, you know, the best we can do is tents for some folks. But let's acknowledge that that's reality and deal with it as best we can.
The city hasn't decided yet what kind of land would be best for tent cities. O'Brien says parks are off limits, and it's more likely to happen under city-owned bridges than in public plazas. In the long run, he's working on other ways to generate more money for affordable housing. As for the plan to open city land to more tent cities, the city council will take public comments on the evening of February 26th. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.